with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend. If you're just tuning in, you've missed a couple nice little dessert recipes, and Barbecue Bob took us down the Cordon Bleu Road. But right now, we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about equipment. What you thinking, Bob?
Yeah, so I want to introduce a guy that I met probably 10 years ago when I was repping for grills and pellet grills and actually a couple of wood furnace lines and pellet furnaces, corn furnaces, all that stuff. And
you
his name's Mark Graham, and he had a furnace that was a pellet furnace made in Holland, Michigan. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys. This is great being here.
Yeah, what was the name of your pellet furnace?
It's the Fahrenheit.
There you go, Fahrenheit. Yeah. That was a sweet machine. Great technology. It was made right in Michigan, and I thought, how cool is that? And you guys made thousands of those things, and you were a big part of the industry for a while, and then one day you got a bright idea.
Yeah, it was one of those things, you know, obviously meeting you back then, we're traveling around seeing all these things and going to the home shows. Like, I think you went to plenty of those as well. And I seen these pellet grills. I'm like, man, those things are awesome. Kind of cool. Technology is very similar. So I got with the owner, my best friend, and I said, hey, we should make pellet grills. He's like, what in the world is that? Well, we're a metal fab company, so we fabbed up a couple of grills, a lot of bad ones, you know, in the trial and error days. So we filled up a few hoppers full of steel. But anyway, came out with a Gorilla, which is our first model, and started introducing it. And, man, it's been a ride from there. It's been fantastic.
So it's very different than other grills. And this Silverback is more a little more traditional. But the first one you started out with was a different swing. Absolutely. on the pellet grill. Describe that one, because it's still a current model, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that, honestly, it's my favorite because it's different.
Right.
It may not have been the smartest move because, you know, people didn't understand it, but we wanted to come to the market with something different. It's got a different shape to it. It's got a revolving lid, so you don't have the traditional lid. It's got a flame viewing window so you can see the fire, which has no purpose other than being cool. We wanted to come to the market to be different, not just another pellet grill.
I think that's a cool machine. What's that one called?
That's the Gorilla.
That's the original.
That's the original.
I think
it's
that's
now called
cool.
The OG. The guy, that's what the owners are calling it. Yeah. The original Gorilla.
Not the old Gorilla.
No. It's the OG, man.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. It's round and tall and got sort of a, I don't know, Pentagon shape to it or something like that.
It's George Jetson, man. It comes up to a cone, and then it gets a bigger cone, and in the middle it's got a little waistline.
I've had people call it R2-D2, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a different shape to it. You either got to like it or not like it.
It works really well.
It's phenomenal. That's what most our competition guys use, quite frankly. The round shape is very conducive to airflow,
right?
And that's what's key.
So it's an
things.
Even cooker.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Yeah.
And what's that one called? Just the OG,
the
right?
The OG, right? Yo.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's the Gorilla, but our owners group, they've started calling it the OG. And I actually had a customer calling like, I'd like to order the OG. Yeah. And I was like, what is the OG? I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, you mean Odin. Yeah. So what's your website?
Our website is GorillaGrills.com.
So Gorilla is G-R-I-L-L-A, Gorilla Grills. And you got an awesome logo. It's a great big silverback gorilla on his all fours. And it was pretty clever. And I'm not surprised because I know you had an integral part in the development of that pellet furnace.
Yeah.
You have an engineering background. You have a phenomenal factory there. You build all sorts of other things. What do you build?
Yeah, we do automotive
for
some big three automotive.
Very high-tech folks.
So the pellet furnace was a huge challenge. You know how that industry was.
Yes.
It's a challenge. Our pellet furnace not only ran pellets, it ran corn, cherry pits, wheat. So this thing is crazy.
Did
so
a lot of revolutionary stuff.
Oh, man.
And then you came out with your revolutionary pellet grill. It was different than everybody else's. Yeah. And then you decided to jump into the barrel smoker.
Yep. And that's when things really took over because I think with the different shape of the Gorilla, although it was cool, a lot of people didn't get it.
Yeah.
And since we're an e-commerce store, you didn't have that touching feely.
Right.
So they didn't get it. They didn't realize how big it was. So anyway, we got into the Silverback, and man, things have just, that's when it exploded because people understood the barrel with the smokestack.
Okay, so now let's talk about the review, and that will be posted online today, Saturday morning. I think it's going up around 9:15, and you can read all
Depends
about it.
Depends how Chaz's Friday
no,
night
No, I
went.
Loaded this one myself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's
okay.
going to go automatically. And it's pretty in-depth. I wouldn't say I'm a professional review writer, but I tried to give everybody the pros and cons. Let's do the pros first. The thing is built. I mean, it's solid and stable. The stainless lid, fantastic. It's a great look. That's why they call it the silverback, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
And so that's quite a bit unlike a lot of other people.
So we're looking at a traditional, what you would see, and I'm not posting another brand, but everybody knows Traeger, right?
Yep, absolutely.
A pellet grill, round cooking surface.
Barrel smoker.
With a feeder off the one side.
Exactly.
And a digital feed with thermometer, right? That family of grills.
Absolutely.
Right, okay.
A takeoff from, you know, the traditional 50-gallon drum smoker that everybody built. Down south, way back
offset.
When.
Tasted
yeah.
like
offset
fuel
smokers.
Oil the first 10 cooks.
Just the first couple.
Yeah.
Hey, they still win competitions with those things.
Right,
that's
yeah.
right. So the lid was nice. For starters, the thing was packaged incredibly well. The packaging is, I mean, the whole thing, it's a pretty heavy piece of equipment, so that box was heavy. And opening it up, I mean, everything is in there like to military precision, so I doubt that you get a lot of damage in transit,
nope.
which has to be a big concern because you're shipping them all over the world, so you want to make sure that thing ships well. I'm sure it does. It was protected well with foam. The parts were wrapped. But the nicest part was it only took me one beer to put it together. It was that easy.
And Bob's a pretty fast drinker.
Well, I took my time. I was too busy wrenching on this thing to even. Yeah. I ignored my bone crusher. I brought a nice Schmoe's bone crusher stout out, and the poor guy had to sit there most of the while I was doing the work.
Probably the grill got put together better, though.
Probably. one thing I would say, one of the cons I picked up is when you put that together, you especially when you're handling that stainless lid, you want to wear gloves because there are little metal shavings on the stainless. So that was something that there was hardly anything I could say that was a negative on the grill at all. That was one thing is I would caution people to simply wear a light pair of gloves so those little burrs, and you're putting together a metal machine anyway.
Right.
It's just a good idea if you've got baby hands like me. I don't work with my hands for a living, so you know if you're framing houses all day, you'd never feel it. But if you have a typical job of most folks these days, we don't have the calluses.
So what you're saying is if you'd have sat on those shavings, you'd have never felt it.
I resemble that remark.
I understand.
Off the top rope.
So the other thing I would say is because it is so heavily built, it's a little top heavy. So put three or four bags of pellets, and you make excellent pellets. Put three or four bags of pellets down in the base because if you're like me, you're going to roll it into your garage. I don't want to leave that outside. I don't want to even think about leaving it outside because, A, it's expensive. B, it's got electronic parts in it. And C, my neighbor will steal it.
Right. And and I'm sure you can get a cover, right, Mark?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So let's talk about the investment that you need to make in one of these and how somebody could do it.
Absolutely. We got a showroom right in Holland. We just updated it probably about 4 or 5 months ago. It's awesome. You can actually drive right in. We load you right in our showroom. We have people come every day of the week. The word of mouth is spreading. We got a lot of local businesses. The guys stop by at noon, pick one up. Next thing you know, their co-partners, co-workers stop in, pick them up.
Backyard envy.
Right.
We're right off I-96. Quick drive right into Holland. It's 558 East 64th Street out by Tulip City Airport. Come by and check us out, man. We got a nice lineup out there.
So do me a favor. Stick around for another segment because we haven't begun to scratch the surface of what we need to on this thing.
Yeah, no problem.
There's a whole bunch of good things I didn't get to talk about.
Right.
I got hung up on burrs.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more with Mark about these grills, and we might grill a lobster tail. Stick with us. We'll be back.